This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy day before Thanksgiving, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 25th, episode 1308, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
The first ever 12-hour live Horse Radio Network radiothon by Weathervita and HorseLovers.com is coming fast on Cyber Monday, November 30th, 2015, starting at 9 a.m., running through 9 p.m. Eastern. A full day of holiday fun, unbelievable guests, prizes, and you. Click on the banner at horseradionetwork.com and learn how you can be part of it. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're so glad that you're joining us here on this day before. I don't know if you're cooking or cleaning house or cleaning stalls. I think Jennifer or Jamie's going to be doing all three today. So we're glad that you're here. We also have a special guest here in the studio. One of my favorite people that stops by is Kat from Benefab. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Glenn. I'm so glad to be here.
It's nice to have you.
Hello, hello.
Well, before we get the show started today, and it's going to be a big show, it is our last live show before the Radiothon, so we have to just wrap up some things there, and also the, you know, obviously the last show before Thanksgiving here in the United States. So I have a couple of happy stories for you to start the day. Kat, I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want to hear about Doodoo the Clown or the misplaced Craigslist ad?
Oh, well, we're going to do bad ads, right? So let's go with the first one.
Doodoo the Clown?
Yeah, I'm dying. I need to know.
You need to know about Doodoo the Clown? Well, Doodoo the Clown has been a clown in Canada for, I think it's like Ontario. He's been a clown in Canada for a very long time. Like 32 years.
Before Doodoo was named Doodoo.
Yes. And his name is D-O-O-D-O-O, Doodoo. So Doodoo the Clown, you know, he spends the days doing kids' parties and things like that. Well, he was driving
Doodoo.
Yeah. Sorry. And by the way, I've seen this picture. He looks like one of those terrifying kids' clowns, by the way. So Doodoo's doing kids' parties, and he's driving home in costume as Doodoo the Clown. And he sees this crazy guy going down the street, hitting signs, pounding on the walls, just doing a wreck, jumping up on top of cars. So Doodoo took it as his mission to follow this guy and called 911. So he called 911. He was on the phone with the police when he saw two women walking towards this guy, and the guy went up and started hitting the women, just... Well, Doodoo didn't want to have any parts of that. So Doodoo drove his car up, slammed his brakes right beside the women, yelled to get in the car. He opened the door for them. They jump in the car. He locks the doors, and the guy's like beating on the car, rips his side view mirror off. But Doodoo hung in there. He stayed there. He was talking to the police. Police arrived and arrested the guy. He's now under psychiatric evaluation. But there's two women that were happy for Doodoo the Clown. Showed up. Up just in the nick of the time.
Oh my God. The only thing I can think of while listening to this story is I'm standing on the street getting punched by a guy, and a terrifying clown says, "Get in the car.
Get in the car."
And all of a sudden seems like a better alternative.
I'm going to get punched. I'll take the punches.
The only time Doodoo the Clown would be the better alternative.
I disagree. I'll take the punches. I'm not getting into the clown's car.
By the way, Doodoo said he said he's a clown, not a fighter, but he had to do something. So there you go.
Oh my God! Also, this is he's been a clown for 32 years and was the clown in Billy Madison. That's hilarious. The movie. Yeah, get in the car. No. No thanks. I'm good. Funny. I'll take the punches.
Jennifer, you get to follow Doodoo the Clown.
Oh my God. I'm so proud. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday on a Wednesday edition, we will start out with a preview of the annual NetPosse.com eBay auction with Debbie Metcalf. And the velvet voice of Victoria Spicer provides our final Horse and Country TV European report before the holiday craziness sets in. And fear not, Really Bad Ads is here with ads to keep you smiling throughout 7 football games, 6 greasy side dishes, 2 blowout arguments with your in-laws, and 1 unscheduled trip to the barn to take care of a non-existent emergency just so you can get some quiet time. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
We've never used that one, have we, Jennifer?
Never, ever.
We have to go home early. The one horse was a little colicky this morning. Is that bad karma to do that, Jamie?
You know, it is, but I think that sometimes you have to weigh your bad karma with your situation and go, you know what, I'll take a little bad karma.
Well, my Daily Winnie today, it's a thankful Daily Winnie. I'm thankful for all the friends that we have made here on Horses in the Morning and the Horse Radio Network. But we've made a ton of friends, our listeners, Kat sitting right across from me, Jamie, and just everybody that we've met and the fun that we've had. I'm very thankful for that. And the fact that we're still here after 5 years.
Lifetime friends, buddy.
You know, we're probably now longer on the air than most people in traditional radio. Don't you guys get fired like every 2 years? Isn't that a rule?
This is like more than double my longest radio job. So yay me.
It's so true. It's sad, but true.
Well, because you went thankful, I have to go thankful too. I'm thankful for the friends, but also for the horses in our lives. All of us have such wonderful horses that we have in our families. My dear sweet friend Thor, my Mustang, he just makes me feel 12 years old again. And I just love him madly. And I love him so madly that if you recall, I took him out on Sunday after I got back in town and I was bareback and cantering him around in the fields with no bit, no saddle, and no hands. Do you recall those?
I do recall that, yes.
You can find those pictures on ThorTheMustang.com. And I bring that up because I am not 12, okay? And doing that with Thor in the moment was amazing. And I pulled a groin muscle. I'm so old. Like, I'm still limping from that. Like, my right leg is so messed up. But so while I feel 12, I am not 12. It's very sad. No longer.
So my guess is you didn't ride yesterday.
I have not ridden since. I find that I'm swamped with family activities for the holidays, and I think I'm going to have to wait until probably Sunday, which is when Thor has his first jumper show.
You're taking him to a jumper show?
I am.
Isn't he the one that just smashes the jumps?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But as Elisa Wallace told me, you just need to make the jumps bigger. Oh. What I'm going to do, this is that really cool place that I've talked about going to before where you do a modified jumper, and then you gallop straight out to the cross country and then you do a modified cross country course and they score it all together. So we may make be a one-man wrecking crew for the first half, but at least he'll get over all the rest of them because he can't not because they're cross country.
How large are we talking?
No, like
3 inches.
Two foot. So 2 foot. Yeah, okay. 3 inches.
So smashing through, you will not get hurt. It'll be okay. So,
yeah, smashing through the show jumps will be fine.
It'd we used fine. To call that pickup sticks.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. He's like the king of pickup sticks. So he'll that first part, and then he goes out to his cross country course. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm taking a bunch of the girls and my little students. So that's what's happening Sunday. And I'm trying to hopefully get in a ride before I go. Otherwise, it's Advil all the way, baby. Yeah. I'm old. Well, all right, Glenn, let's talk about Radiothon.
Yeah, it's our last chance. It's our last live show before Monday.
I know. And Kat, thank you so much for your participation. We'll talk a little bit more about what you're helping out with. But oh my gosh, I have questions about this radiothon. Glenn, first of all, how can we listen? Like, how can I listen to the show? Obviously, I'm on the first 2 hours, but then afterwards, I want to go listen to certain, you know, parts of it or all of it. And how do I do that?
Okay, so it'll be pretty easy. You can't do it right now. For some reason, the Horse Radio Network website is down, and they're working on it. But you'll be able to go to any of our websites, Horses in the Morning, Horse Radio Network, the Radiothon site, which you can get to through any of our websites. You'll just follow the links there. Most of our sponsors are posting it. There'll be 1,000 posts on Facebook everywhere. But you just go to one of the websites. You click on the Listen Live button, which will be pretty evident, and it will open a player. You can do it on your cell phone, too.
Okay, that's my next question. Can we do it on the phone?
Yep, the player will work just like our Horses in the Morning player. Matter of fact, it's the same player rebranded for Radiothon. So,
but not the app.
Not the app. Now, that is one thing. There's no way to listen live on the app.
Okay.
You have to go to our website on the browser on your phone. Okay? So, and then just click the Listen Live button. It'll have a pop-up player, and then you can listen for as long as you want, all 12 hours if you'd like.
Be on Wi-Fi or have an unlimited data plan.
Yeah, either one. One of those two. I don't recommend unless you have a lot of data on your plan, because you are getting a stream for 12 hours if you're doing it that way. So yeah, Wi-Fi is a good idea. Starbucks kicks you out after about an hour, too, I think, don't they? Or no, they pretty much just let you sit there all day. So you can go to Starbucks.
You pay enough for the coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You find the Wi-Fi anyway. So that's how you listen to it.
Okay. Is there a schedule that I can go to like, I heard a little rumor that Debbie interviewed Bob Baffert.
Yes.
And I want to make sure I don't miss that. So is there a schedule that says when she is on or?
Yep. If you go when our website is up, which hopefully will be shortly, when you go to like Horse Radio Network or Horses in the Morning, you click on the Radiothon banner in the middle of the page and it brings you to the Radiothon website. There's a schedule there. All the prizes are listed there. The complete schedule for the day, along with the special guests that have been booked, including Bob Baffert. And I may have recorded that for Debbie and heard the interview.
Is it amazing?
Yeah, it is actually. Debbie did a great job with it. She got Bob to talk about things that I've never heard him talk about before. And there were some surprises along the way too for Debbie too. So
wow.
You might want to bring your tissues when he starts talking about American Feral.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, I can't wait. All right, so next question. Will the, say I don't get to hear Bob Baffert live or Charlie Daniels live or whoever or whatever, Jared Rogerson.
Lynn Palm
hear him live.
Now. Lynn Palm's going to be there.
I mean, there's still Boyd Martin. I mean, we're going to have
Julie
such a star-studded event. Really? Yep. Oh, gosh. So say I miss one of them. Will it be available later on, or can I only listen live?
In one of two ways. We're going to have the recorded version available in the full 12 hours, if you're a glutton for punishment. Or we will be also breaking it up by the hour and putting it out on the respective feeds. So, like Horses in the Morning, we'll go out in Horses in the Morning show feed. Horsemanship, Debbie's show hour will go out on hers. Dressage, you know, so all day long we'll be breaking those up and putting them out somewhere by the hour as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
You'll be able to listen to the hours, all of that after. Yes.
Now, what if I can't, like if I'm listening to it and I don't want to miss something, but I have to answer the phone, can I pause it and then go back to the same spot like I do with the voice?
I don't think you can. No, you cannot do that like a DVR. Jennifer, you can't pause that live player, right? I don't believe so. I think that it just picks up from where we are. So it's like listen to the radio.
Gotcha. And P.S. Kat, did you totally see Bindi Irwin's dance on Dancing with the Stars? Oh, my God. I was totally crying.
Oh, I didn't see it. I was. Been in my office.
She won, right?
I don't know. They announced it, I think, next Monday.
Okay.
Oh, bummer. So, I didn't see it. Now I have to look it up.
You just go to my Facebook page. I posted it and we should post it because it's all about oh, my gosh. It's about her dad.
Oh,
and I love Steve Irwin. I went to Steve Irwin for Halloween like twice. So I love Steve Irwin.
But you go out with this, stuffed monkey wrapped around your head.
Actually, I went with tiny plastic alligators attached to my body, and I was wearing safari clothes. So anyway, that's doesn't matter. Great. Point being, it was amazing. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Back to the thing. So we still have time for voicemails.
Yes,
are you overwhelmed?
We have a lot of voicemails, but we could always use more. And of course, the voicemails are brought to you by horselovers.com. So get your voicemails in by Friday morning, because I'm going to have to start putting them together and editing them down. I sometimes add, you know, some sound effects and things to them. So we'll get those all edited down. We'll be having 12 voicemail packages that will play one every hour. So we'll be playing the voicemails all day long. We've had some very creative, clever ones, let me tell you. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be different ones all day.
And what's the phone number?
And the phone number for voicemails is 859-474-0261. Or most people have just been using their recorders on their phones and then sending me the sound file. Every phone has an audio recorder, and then you can just email me the sound file at glenn@horseradionetwork.com, and that's what they've been doing, most of them.
Okay, gotcha. Now, Kat over here with Benefab is giving away probably the coolest prize that I can think. It's a blanket with the magnet. Talk to us about the prizes, Glenn.
Kat's prize is one of four prizes. That's the grand prize at the end of the day that will be given away to one lucky person. We'll be giving away prizes every hour all day long, but then there's a grand prize that consists of four different things, and Kat's going to talk about two of them.
So we are going to give away a Smart Scrim, which is our probably most effective and definitely best-selling product in the Benefab by Soar No More line. It is a ceramic mesh sheet with 90 magnets over the primary acupuncture points. So they are strategically placed. It has the dual therapy. You can use it in any kind of climate. It's great. We have, you know, clients here in Ocala that use it in the heat of the summer. We have it used as a blanket liner up north, out west. So it's a fantastic product, and it pairs really well with Soar No More. So it's about a $600 value prize. We're also giving away 2 half-gallon Soar No More Ultra Liniments and Gel Lotions, which you can use under the blanket. It'll never burn or blister. Awesome clinical trials showing how well it works. We're really excited.
Wow.
And then Weatherbeta also kicked in a Weatherbeta medium blanket, 1200 denier medium blanket. And also, what it was the boots? I'm trying to remember because we don't have the website right now. It was the country boots, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, worth $250 from Dublin. That's what it was. So the total package for the grand prize is going to be over $1,000.
Wow!
For one person. And then all day long, we've had so many different companies donating prizes that we're going to be giving away every hour, including here on Horses in the Morning.
Wow.
For the first 2 hours. So Jamie will be here the first 2 hours. We have a bunch of guests stopping in. Of course, we'll lead the way with Charlie Daniels. And then Jared Rogerson is going to be stopping in. I know that some of the other hosts that are not hosting, you know, their own hours are going to be calling in and chatting. And then we want you to call in. Of course, that's the other way you can qualify for prizes, not only voicemails, but live callers. And we want to hear about your favorite holiday memories. That's what the whole day is about. Kat, are you going to be able to come over that night and do the drawing for the big winner?
Yes, I'm planning on it.
Oh, good.
I would love that.
Good. Terrific. Yeah. And we'll be doing that right before 9 o'clock in the evening. There's so many, by the way, guests. Boyd Martin, and we just mentioned a bunch of them, and there's a bunch more that we'll be mentioning over the weekend, too, we'll be posting that are going to be showing up for, that are scheduled to show up. Ice Road Trucker Lisa is going to be calling in live, and I don't know what she has planned this year, but she always has something fun for us. So, that's what's going on. Lots of cool stuff.
All right. Thank you for answering all of my questions. I do appreciate it. Oh, fun. I'm so excited.
I am too. It should be a lot of fun, and we'll see if I can talk. I'll let you know how I feel about it at 9:05 p.m.
Sounds good. you'll be half passed out drunk by then. So.
There you go.
Oh, drinking is encouraged as long as you're not driving or working.
Drinking is encouraged.
Yeah, I have issued an executive presidential order, Obama style, that says you can start with eggnogs at 9 a.m.
Fabulous.
I was going to say, I encourage that on a daily basis for our show. Drink now. Go for it. So what are you guys doing for your Thanksgiving?
Ah, well, I was supposed to go up to South Carolina, which is where I'm originally from. In our family, we have a beautiful plantation, and we have this huge, yeah, a huge family reunion. I have every
year. Are you still growing cotton?
No, but
you say South Carolina plantation. Don't they go together, cotton?
Oh, well, there definitely was cotton on it at one time. Okay. But oh my gosh, and the alligators. It's like on the canal right outside of Charleston. It's beautiful. But the we normally go
Wait a minute. You grew up on a plantation right outside of Charleston?
Well, I didn't grow up on it. The plantation, I spent a lot of time there growing up. But
does that sound like the picturesque, most ideal setting ever, Jamie?
I'm glad you interrupted because I feel like I needed to address the whole plantation South Carolina outside of Charleston thing. And what I also want to address is, why don't you have a sweet Southern accent if you're from Charleston, South Carolina?
Well, I've lived in a lot of areas. I think I lost it. But whenever I get back around my family, it picks back up. But anyway, we have this awesome family reunion there every year. And we have on years and off years where we go to either spouses' families or our generic family back in Charleston. So we'll have like 200 people on years.
You just called your family generic. Well, I hope they're not listening.
Like immediate family. That's what I meant. And then on the off years, we have about 60 people. So it's huge. It's a ton of fun. Yeah, we have a really big
family. It have the big white mansion with the columns in the front?
It does have columns, but it's brick. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it up there because... thankfully, Benefab is very busy.
Yay, that's good.
So I am working hard at that. What are you doing, Glenn?
We go over to my brother's right near here and spend the day there, so that's kind of nice. It's nice and quiet, no drama.
Glenn, actually, you watch your one football game of the year.
One football game of the year. Yep, Dallas is always on, so I always watch one Dallas game every year, so I can claim that I know a little bit about football.
Keep your man card.
Yeah, that's right. I keep my man card. Now, I can't claim that about baseball because I don't think I've ever watched an entire baseball game, but I do watch that one football game every year. I might fall asleep during some of it.
That would be me.
That'd be the middle part.
It's
like NASCAR. Whoever watches a whole NASCAR, nobody, even NASCAR fans don't see a whole NASCAR race. You can't watch a whole NASCAR race and not fall asleep at some point. I think it's required.
Well, most people couldn't watch a whole horse show and not fall asleep at some point.
Now, are you having people in, Jamie? Are you cooking a tofu turkey? Is there such a thing, by the way?
I kind of got... And I'll be honest here, because everybody's asleep, nobody's listening. I got roped into basically hosting a Thanksgiving here. I was told about a week and a half ago that my brother-in-law and sister-in-law from Los Angeles and their three kids are coming in. We love them. Then I was told that my sister-in-law's sister, who lives an hour and a half away, is going to be coming with her husband and their kid. And she has told me that she does not cook and she does nothing. Then I was told that their mother, who lives in Tulsa, is flying out and is going to come and have food here, too. So basically, I'm hosting somebody else's family's Thanksgiving at my house. So
that
I don't know what's going to
happen.
Yeah. I don't really know what's going to happen. What?
Yeah, Jamie's a vegan, so we're trying to figure out how the turkey's going to work.
I told them, I'm like, I'm cooking no meat. If you want a turkey, you're cooking a turkey.
They'll never come back if all she makes is vegetables.
Yeah. And that's all I'm making.
Yes, this is true. Next year, you will never have a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to make a wonderful vegan green bean casserole, some corn on the cob, some broccoli. Like, I keep it simple. Like, let's have real food.
Okay, you know what, though? I can imagine Kat going back to the plantation and saying, we're doing vegan this year. They would be throwing her in the Charleston River. There would be.
Well, I have to be honest. We get our Thanksgiving catered, which is a little bit embarrassing, but it's real life. We all pay separately for the plates. Yep, that's what we do. Are you kidding me? Do you want to volunteer to cook
feed
for 160 people?
I'm sorry, my cat with that silver spoon that you eat out of.
No.
You know what's so funny about that? And I won't throw Kat under the bus here because I love Kat.
Oh, dear.
But if you knew how hard Kat worked, and if you knew where she currently lived, you would take that silver spoon comment back.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. I do appreciate that.
I don't want to be make it sound like you're poor and destitute, but I know where you live right now, and you would be taking that so back, Jamie.
Listen here. I'm sorry. In the last 5 minutes, she has told us that she's going back to the plantation that she grew up on in South Carolina,
no,
and we'll have a catered Thanksgiving meal. Are you kidding
the
me?
The plantation kind of caught me, too, actually. Dude, what do they do on the plantation now? Is there anything?
The plantation is actually, so it's my great uncle and my great aunt. So it's been in the family a long time.
Are you going to inherit the plantation?
Oh, no, I wish, but no.
No, there's 160 people in the family. You're not getting anything.
Nothing. No. Oh, my goodness. But it is, it is a beautiful area. But
you don't even get a field of cotton in the back corner? No? Do they have horses on the plantation?
They did. Yeah, they have they used to have a lot of, like, the gated horses, all the racking.
All the Tennessee walkers and all that. Yeah.
So, there you go.
Well, I don't know why we're having so much fun at Cats Expense here this morning.
Maybe I shouldn't have talked about what I was doing for Thanksgiving.
I don't know. We don't know many people go to plantation for Thanksgiving, okay?
It's I'm going to hop on my flat-shod Tennessee walker, ride out to the cotton fields, check on everybody who's at work, and then go back and have my catered Thanksgiving meal in my plantation.
That's right.
Like, we love you, Kat.
That word plantation. Thanks.
If you had said farm, this wouldn't have been a big deal.
Maybe I should have called it a farm.
Like a farmhouse. That's really quaint.
Kat's never coming back.
It's a farm.
She's never coming back.
I know, Kat, we get to pick on you because we do know how hard you work and how dedicated you are and all that. But it's hilarious. I love that. If I had said that, and you got to bring it with a Southern accent next time. I'm on my plantation while we're going to have Thanksgiving, and Mama had it catered this year.
She did go into
nothing.
A little bit of her Southern accent when I was talking to her the other day. You do fall back into it occasionally. When you talk fast, you get into
really?
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Well,
sorry, just had too much fun at Kat's expense, and she's never going to sponsor anything again. We're sorry.
Kat knows we love her. She knows we love her.
I don't know where to go from there.
I don't either.
Let's do the pony list because I love this list. Glenn, do you mind?
No, let's do it. I love ponies, of course. And most of this describes Scooter. So.
Do you want to do it or you want me to do it?
Sure. Go take it. Go ahead. Do it.
All right. This is a list about 10. It's on horsechannel.com, Horse Illustrated. 10 good things about being a pony. And I have a pony that lives here at the house, and I'm going to see how many refer to him. 10 good things about being a pony. Number one, half the time people expect you to be bad. So there's like no pressure to live up to anybody's grand expectations. Very
that
true.
Is true of Scooter for sure.
Yeah. Do you ever say to people like, okay, well, just remember, like I'd say this about the pony there. He's really, really good, but he is a pony. So he can't act bad. It is a compliment to be described if you're a pony as short and chubby. A little short, chubby pony. Yours is short. Not
Jennifer,
so
well, Jennifer and I argue about that. I kind of think he looks good right now, and Jennifer thinks he's chubby because that's the way we are. I think he's
that's
just
the problem
perfect.
Is you married an eventer, so every horse needs to look tucked up and fit all the time. And what is Beaker, her big quarter horse? What does he look like?
Oh, he's chubby.
He's chubby. Okay.
Yeah.
He looks like a brown butter sculpture.
He does.
Everybody else's horse needs to be skinny, though. let's see. Since every item of tack and equipment must be downsized, you get your own personalized stuff, which means you don't have to share things with anybody else. Nobody borrows your bridle, do they, Glenn?
No, and you know what? Jennifer had this beautiful custom-made halter for him that is the grooming halter, so it unbuckles under the chin as well. Which is really nice, right? When you're putting on bridles and stuff. So, and she had it made and had leather attachments, and it was just this beautiful blue in his colors made for me last Christmas or the Christmas before. And of course, the other day when we were having a little bit of a loading issue on the trailer, he snapped it. So now I have to get a new custom made.
Christmas is coming.
Perfect timing.
By the way, if you want to get a leather halter, go to quillin.com, Quillin. I'm not paid to say that, but I get all mine there. They are the ones that do all the farms in Kentucky, and they're awesome. So you can go there, Jennifer. Get him a little leather one with the brass nameplate. Okay. If you plan carefully, you can spend your entire show career in the walk trot division. How many ponies have like next and then like the next kid, you know, they graduate and they can spend their entire life. Yeah, it's true. Spring grass conveniently grows to a height level with your mouth, so you don't have to even reach far to grab a snack on the trail.
That's true. That's true. Scooter will do that when I'm driving in. And of course, you can't really see their muzzles when you're driving them, so he can sneak it in without me knowing if the grass is tall.
Yeah, that's true. You're never stuck with embarrassing names that some horses get, like Zippy Chick, Shining Doc, or Sir Alfonso Fufu the Third. You get cute names like Gumdrop, Peanut, Donut, and Cookie. <That's> true. So true. My pony growing up was Snowflake. She's a little white pony. Jen, did you have a pony growing up?
Oh, yes. We had those ponies. Our ponies came from the meat auctions.
Did they get cute names?
Yes. If they made it past the first 14 days, in other words, they were still alive at that point, they got really cute. We had Jackie, and we had Stormy, and we had Butter. Yeah, they got cutesy names.
Okay,
they were terrors, but they got cute names.
Question of the day on Facebook. Did you have a pony, and what was its name? Because I want to know what people, our listeners, name their ponies. Do we need to get to our next guest, our first guest?
Not here yet, so keep going.
Okay, so we'll keep going. Thanks to a customary layer of fat over the rib cage, it's easy to ignore the continual thumping of a child's heels on your side.
That's true.
This is the 10 good things about being a pony, and that is definitely one. Let's see. By utilizing the pony yoga position known as the kneeling giraffe, you're able to crouch down onto your knees, contort your neck, and twist your head, and it allows you to steal food from the clueless horses in neighboring corrals. I have actually posted photos of that. Yeah, it's impressive. And they can get the grass on the other side of the fence because, you know what? The grass is always greener. Anybody? Oh, anybody? Hello? This thing on?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Nature blessed you with a thick, shaggy forelock, and it will shield and camouflage the expression in your eyes. And as a result, no one knows what you're thinking.
Now, it might be just me, Jamie, but are pony faces more expressive than horse faces?
If you can see the eyes, yes. Yeah, but it's their forelock too.
Yeah, because they just seem to have a wider variety of expressions on their faces. Like they're thinking about, you can tell there's the devious look, and there's the I'm pretending I'm surprised, but I'm not really look. And there's the I'm about to stick my face into the grass and dump you over my head look. Yeah, they have a wide variety, much more so than horses.
Yeah, and I think when I was at Monty Roberts' place, I asked him, because Edward, I felt always spooked to, like, get out of work, you know, like, he didn't want to work that hard, so he would spook. And obviously, I was anthropomorphizing him a little bit. And so I said to Monty, I said, do horses ever do that? And he's like, horses can't lie. They can't lie. So what you see is what you get. They physically lack the ability to tell a lie. And he said horses. I don't think he meant ponies. Because I think ponies can lie. I think they have that little piece in their brain, Mr. Roberts.
I think they do.
And the last one is, if you're good and you're sweet, you'll have a forever home because your owners can't bear to sell you. If you're evil and nasty, you'll also have a forever home because your owners can't convince anyone to buy you.
One of the places I used to work at, they had an expression because she had a lot of customers that were young kids and had ponies. She said, there's no such thing as an old, ugly pony. Because the only way you get to be old when you're a pony is if you are magical for your children.
Yeah.
If you're a fancy pony, you have to, you can get by on fancy, but if you're an ugly pony, you have to be good, because you can be a fancy pony and bad and they'll keep you because you're fancy. But if you're ugly, Yeah, you got to be good.
Yeah, that's
true. Go for the old ugly pony because you know that one's mannerly.
My first pony was this pony named Misty.
Wasn't that Snowflake?
Well, Snowflake wasn't my first, but Snowflake was my second pony. But and I'll tell you, my first pony was the age of 30 when we got her. And her name was Misty, and she had like no teeth, and she was skin and bones, and she was like on death's door. But I rode her, you know, a few times, but I was really young and she was really old. So bless her heart, we kept her till she died. But we did get the second pony because I continued to. My parents got tired of me torturing Misty at the age of 30, trying to get her to gallop. So they got me Snowflake. And then after Snowflake, I had Pete. And Pete was a little Shetland pony. So we had the crew of three ponies in my backyard. I grew up on 12. I grew up on a plantation.
There you go.
In Atlanta.
Two ponies at Silver Spoon in your mouth.
I know. Well, Misty was given to me because she was 30. We got Pepito at a summer camp that went out of business. And
you're like, let me explain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like you're trying to justify something here.
Yeah, Snowflake came from the auction. Same thing as Jennifer. But yeah, so they all have, ponies have great names. They have great attitudes as far as sometimes when they want to have great attitudes. Snowflake actually ran me into a tree one time because she was like, I'm not galloping anymore. And I'm going to run you into a tree. It was like that. If you have seen that eventing meme where the horse gallops up to the tree and like throws her into the tree, that was me on Snowflake as a kid.
Yeah, ponies so, also have the advantage of running as fast as they can towards a limb and then they duck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you don't. Yeah, you don't.
Exactly. And you're just hanging on for dear life and then swooped off the back.
Yes. My first Hackney pony named Harry took me into a few ditches. He took me into a few ditches. Yeah. So I've had a Piper, a Harry, a Cindy who was as big as a house. I mean, that pony was as wide as tall. And when I drove her, she barely fit in the cart because she was so fat. And when I drove her, and you couldn't do anything to get her to lose weight. She was one of those ponies. You know, you'd starve her to death, and she was still fat. And Cresty, and the whole thing. I mean, she just had, and it was like driving a very slow 1950 station wagon. If you wanted to, somebody, if you bring grandma on the cart, you got Cindy out. Otherwise, it just drove me insane. It was like, would you go, please? Trot. I'm not trotting. Never trotted that pony. I don't think a pony trotted a day in its life. I don't think its legs went that fast. But anyway, let's take
It goes back to the number seven, the customary layer of fat over the rib cage, so it's easy to ignore the continual thumping.
Yes.
Of the heels.
All right, let's take a break for our commercial. We got Kentucky Performance Products today, and then we're coming back for our annual look at an auction that is coming up with one of our good friends. So we'll be right back.
They had been together for years, since he was just a colt. When he got stubborn, she would gently coax him on. When he got scared, she would reassure him and stroke him gently on the neck. She spent hours building his confidence, his strength, his balance, teaching him to dance. Pirouette, passage, piaf, the final salute. The crowd jumped to its feet and cheered. It was the moment they had spent a lifetime training for. But all she could think about was how special he was and how she loved him. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for coming on a little early this week. We really appreciate them joining us every week here on Horses in the Morning. Well, if you're a new listener to the show, you don't know that every year for the last, I don't know, probably since we started 5-6 years ago, we have had Debbie on from Net Posse with the annual eBay auction fundraiser. And of course, Net Posse, you're going to know that name. Everybody has seen it. And we love the work that they do over there at Net Posse and Stolen Horse International. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Be glad you're not going to be at my crazy house this
nothing.
What is your Thanksgiving tradition?
Well, we don't have a big family anymore. You know, parents have all died out and, you know, traditions are gone. But this year we have two exchange students with us from Spain, and one of them's brother's coming in. My family's coming in. That's four more. And then four more on top of that. And we don't have, and they're coming in today. So we have Thanksgiving Eve here and then Thanksgiving Day. And we're even having one of them pull in an RV. And it makes me chuckle because if you've seen Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yes.
When he walks outside and he's standing there emptying his tank into the gutter. Into the
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, we're going to have an RV parked in our backyard for my daughter and her family.
Oh, my gosh. How? That's where are you from?
I'm from Shelby, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, she's all...
She got a little bit of an accent going there. We got all the Southern girls here today.
That is, I don't want to say redneck, but that's pretty redneck. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, quite literally, there will be 14 of us in one house.
Wow. Wow.
Welcome to the Carolinas. Hey, I got to ask you about the Spanish thing.
Redneck thing. Go ahead.
I got to ask you about the Spanish thing. So what are you going to do for a Spanish Thanksgiving?
I don't know. They don't have a Thanksgiving, okay. But we've had the girls with us since August.
So you're going to do the traditional turkey and the whole thing? You're not going to?
Yes, that's one reason we worked harder to have everything here is because they've never had a Thanksgiving.
Cool.
And I told them, I said, I hope you're ready for this. This is going to be one fat, big fat Thanksgiving, redneck Thanksgiving. I mean, it's going to appear that way, but everybody that's coming is, professionals in different ways, but we're packing them all in the house.
Well, good for you. And, you know, I know this is an important time of year for your business, too, and that's netposse.com, Stolen Horse International. And anybody who doesn't know what they do, hasn't been paying any attention at all, of course, they're the ones that help us find the lost and stolen horses around the country, have had a heck of a success rate, and really do a very professional job at getting the word out. And with the help of Facebook and Twitter now, that is even more effective than it ever was in the past. But Debbie has to spend some money to do this. This is not a free operation. It costs money to run a charitable kind of business like this. And one of the things that she does every year is this eBay auction where she auctions off some really fun stuff. So tell us about 2015's version.
Oh, 2015, it's going to be a little less than we've had in the past because I don't know if you know it or not, we've launched a new website as well, a mobile ready website, and it's killing me, Lynn. I mean, taking the amount of information that we had on the old site and transferring to mobile ready, let's just say we have to tweak a lot. And it's just killing me. I cannot tell you how much. But back to the auction. We have a lot of different things this year. We still have, like, the people that are going to the Tryon Equestrian Center, you know, to show the horses. That's the latest thing on the East Coast. Huge facility. We have...
That'd be in the Carolinas, too, I'm just saying.
Yes. That is in North Carolina.
Yep, Western North Carolina and in the beautiful mountains there. It's beautiful there. Yeah.
So one of the things we have there is a vacation home that people can rent while they're showing. At the center, we have Dr. Dan's Wild Magnolia Cabin again this year. He's so kind to support us every year, and it sleeps 10. And it's in the Big South Fork in Tennessee. People
I love that
trail
place.
Ride there.
And it has stalls so too, right? It has a barn.
It has a barn with 10 stalls. Now, normally, this goes for a tremendous amount of money in itself, plus the barn's added to it when you rent it normally. But because this is not normal, everything's tossed in there together.
And that's a $1,600 value. You're right.
It's a $1,600 value just for the house. We didn't even figure in the barn because he just throws that in. We have books.
We have some beautiful vases this year. I want some of those myself that you can pick your own colors, and they've been donated by Starfire Design Studio, and I love them. I want one, but I can't get that one.
There is there's a painting that I love of Seabiscuit, and it's Seabiscuit by Paul Whitney, and oh my gosh, I want it so bad. So when I'm noticing, Debbie, that a lot of these are not available for auction yet. When does the bidding start? I got a bid.
We're adding them. See, this is a huge process for us. First off, we need to get the auction items. And if anybody has an item they want to donate, it's still not too late. We're still taking items. But we get them on our website first so that it's kind of like an ad for the people that are donating, because we try to get back to them as well, maybe help them develop some more customers. Mm-hmm. So it takes a while to get the auction items, get them on the website. And that's step one and two. Step mm-hmm. three is transferring all of these items to eBay and making sure they fit right. Now, luckily, our website is written with an easy button, and we just press that button, and it goes to eBay, if all goes well, which it doesn't. And then we go to eBay and tweak the listing. So it takes us a couple of days to get everything up, but we stagger the listings over 3 days.
Okay.
Because we don't want them to all go live at one time.
Right.
And some people may not be able to bid on Friday, but can bid on Saturday or Sunday. So we will be listing these items starting Friday evening, and there will be quite a few on Friday evening. They'll be listed throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday. So we're trying to give people opportunities that work for them to bid.
And are you doing this? How long are you running the auctions for? Is it 7 days, 5 days? What are you doing?
7 days.
Okay. So they'll have a week to get in and bid on stuff.
Yes, you have a week to get in there and bid. If something doesn't get sold, we might relist it. We might not. But then the next step is, once it's sold, we have to ship all this.
Mm-hmm.
You see our office after the auction. You cannot walk. You can't. There's so much going on here. And I always post a picture to let people see how much work, intensive work this is. But, you know, we hope that it raises money that we really need. You know, with the website this year, it's, you know, not only is the website transferring everything killing us, but the cost of it is as well.
Right.
We're so large now that we have to go on. We had to go on our own server. And if you know anything about that at all, you know how costly that is.
Well, and I think everybody knows what you do to help support people who are in their most difficult time when a horse has been stolen. It's a time when that none of us wants to see, but you can help support Net Posse and the good work that Debbie does. Just head over to netposse.com, and you'll see the links right on there. We're happy to help highlight it. We hope some of our listeners can pick up some good Christmas gifts over there just by bidding on them. That would be a lot of fun, too. Jamie, by the way, would like to have the Tryon Equestrian Center Blue Ridge Mountains Escape.
Yes.
And if you could also pay her $2,000 in airline tickets, she would appreciate that. So, netposse.com. Thank you, Debbie, for joining us. And happy Thanksgiving with the crowd.
And thank you, too, for having me back, guys.
All right.
And I'll let you know if I'm alive on Friday.
Okay, good.
You can do it. You can do it.
Suck it up, Debbie. Suck it up.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And we'll keep you guys up to date on when all this stuff goes live.
Having been a person that was in the web business for a long time, and you, Kat's shaking her head too, the frustration and tiredness you heard in Debbie's voice mm-hmm. is what happens when you transfer websites.
Kind of like manic laugh at the end.
Yes,
there.
Exactly. It is. It always, the web designers always say, oh, this would be no code. We'll get it done for you, blah, blah, blah. And then it never goes as planned.
Right.
It never does. And it always creates 10 times more work for you. The web designer's done, but you get 10 times more work for mm-hmm. some reason. Yeah. every time, right, Kat?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And that learning curve in shipping that she was just talking about with all the shipping and everything, I shook my head. Been there, done that, get it.
Well, we are busy today. We have a lot going on, so we're going to head right into our next guest.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
Hello, Victoria Spicer. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
We are doing great. We are on the cusp of a holiday, so this is kind of our last show for the week. And so thank you for joining us. And do you guys have a European version of Thanksgiving?
No, sadly, we don't. So
you just take it, never give thanks. Just that's it.
That is pretty much it, yeah.
I think people in the United States forget that Thanksgiving is just a holiday that we get and that nobody else gets. And I think it's so funny. I was looking at I think it was John Oliver, a little meme, a clip of what he said. And he was like, talking about the refugees, and he was like, there's no refugees, you know, they're not going to hurt anything. He's like, the last time refugees came and took over a country and slaughtered all the people, you guys are celebrating on Thursday.
You know what, though? I was just thinking about it. Victoria's Scottish, and they pretty much hit the pubs and give Thanksgiving with a pint of beer every night. So,
yes,
yeah. They have a daily Thanksgiving. Starts about 5 o'clock and ends about 10.
I'd say, though, it's less Thanksgiving, more like complaining. So going into the pub and complaining about everything. We Brits are very good at that.
Complainsgiving. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, what's going on over there on Horse and Country TV? I know that you guys just had a horse show for a bunch of ex-racehorses, just kind of like we did here.
Well, it's kind of, it's more of an award ceremony. So we have loads and loads of different series and of all the different disciplines. And they've basically brought them together and had an awards day and presented lots and lots of great prizes. And so various horses from various different careers won awards in their own sections. And then a horse called Liverpool was crowned the Horse of the Year, who's a horse who's now doing showing. So he was one of the big winners. And then also a horse that's ridden by Paul Tapner, eventer and badminton winner. He's obviously a very lucky ex-racer to end up with him.
Yeah.
So, we've got some great pictures of all the different horses doing their different things. It just shows how, they have such ability to adapt and such different skills.
They're just the best. Now we talked a little bit about Shane Rose, but I couldn't wait to hear your take on Shane Rose making history at Adelaide.
He did. Now, he came first and second, which is obviously a very impressive feat at any four-star. I'm trying to think of previous people who have done it before. I think Mary King, did she do it in Kentucky?
And Rolex, yeah.
I think Ian Stark did it at badminton or Burley, I can't remember which. But yes, I remember seeing a picture of him leading one horse and riding the other in the lap of honour. And you think, God, it's hard enough winning one, let alone coming first and second. So it's a pretty impressive feat. And I think he was the first person ever to do it at Adelaide. So he had a great weekend. He led from the start. So things couldn't have gone much better. I have to say, it's not an event. I know I've never been to Adelaide. So I was really interested because we had some video course walk videos that the FEI shared and we posted them on our site. I didn't realize how inner city it was, and there's some amazing like pictures that you can see just offices and traffic jams right next to the cross country. So it's very different to our four stars, badminton and Burley, which are in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, this is basically a park right in the middle of the city. I mean, it's like it would be like if you had an event, at Central Park in New York.
Like the London Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And there is also a Brit over there. I don't know if you guys have talked about her, but she's been on a mission to complete all the four-star events. So she did it. She completed Adelaide. But I think she's a girl called Alice Dunstan. And I think she got a bit unwell when she was over there in Adelaide. And she only just got out of hospital in time to compete. And she got very lost on the cross country. And so ended up with 40 time penalties, which knocked her right out of the top 10, which is a bit of a shame. But she still completed all these 4-star events, which is pretty impressive.
Now, who is this you're talking about?
Alice Dunstan. She's been doing a blog for Horse and Hounds. It is really interesting. So you have to check her out, read her blog, and find out about this mission to go and complete all the different 4-stars.
Oh my gosh, I would like to complete all the 4-stars too. Put that on my list. Now, speaking of 4-stars and eventing,
the only problem with that, guys, is you need a horse. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'd have a better shot of finishing on foot, Glenn. So that's about the only way. I'm just going to visit all of them. Now, one thing to talk about, could eventing change its name?
Yes, I'm sure you guys have covered this a bit before, but we've just covered the news story on our site. And it is about this idea of eventing becoming equestrian triathlon. So, my colleague Charlotte has written an article about it, and it's basically some of the things that were under discussion at the FEI General Assembly and whether they can adapt eventing to make it more user-friendly and help it retain its Olympic place. So I tried it out on Twitter this morning. I tweeted from Horse and Country, "Hi, I'm an equestrian triathlete," to see what reaction would be, and I think I got a bit of a bemused silence. So the jury is still out.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Well, you know, it's not exactly a very catchy name, equestrian triathlon, and I know a number of new names have been mooted, but as somebody did point out the other day, what on earth does eventing mean? You know, it's come from 1-day event, 3-day event, eventing. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So I can kind of see that viewpoint, but, you know, some things you think, if they're not broke, just don't change them. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. And I'm a really big believer across all the disciplines that sometimes the more complicated we make them, the less accessible they are. Yeah. And maybe that's what we should be doing. Instead of worrying about names or how many people get to compete, just keep the sport as simple and clear as they were. I think
now I must interject here. If this were actually a significant problem for the eventing community, shouldn't they change the name of cricket?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense either, you know, when you think about it.
No, possibly not. Possibly no. But I guess, you know, it would all be the other things that you'd have to change, like cricket bat and cricket helmet and cricket pitch. So it's not just one thing. But I do see in a way, though, that people don't really understand what eventing is. And it drives me mad when I'm watching TV and they'll have a quiz question, like a general knowledge quiz. And they'll say things like, "What sport did Princess Anne do well at?" And people will say show jumping, and they'll say, "Correct." And I'm like, that's not show jumping. It's eventing. And I've heard Zara being described as a show jumper because people don't really understand what it is. And so I do think this eventing attracts this huge, big tribe of people who follow it around the world and go around the country to all these different events and are obsessed by it and know all the riders. But outside, is it really an accessible, easy to understand sport for everybody else? I'm not sure.
So, when people say, I say I'm an eventer and they're like, what is that? I say, basically what I say is that it's kind of like an equestrian triathlon. Yes. Now, it doesn't roll off the tongue. It doesn't bother me if they change the name, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to have all the new people that come into the sport that are going to call it equestrian triathlon. And there's those of us in the know that call it eventing. So you will never change the tongues of the people who actually compete currently, you know? So I think maybe the next generation of people, I don't really care if they change the name. It's still eventing. It's still a great sport, whatever they need to make it more popular and have a wider audience. And you know, who cares?
That is a good point. As long as we're all still enjoying it, it's fine.
Exactly. As long as the sport doesn't go away, then we're good. Yeah. Now, let's see. It is better than the equestrathlon that they were proposing or whatever. I think they came up with a bunch of really bad names so that equestrian triathlon would sound good.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just want to know how they're going to get the horses on the bicycles. That's what I want.
I say that all the time. People are like, "You swim your horse?" And I'm like, no. And they don't ride bikes there. It's their own version. And then you try to describe dressage. And you're like, it's kind of like figure skating. They're like, horses wear skates? What?
Yeah, you can't win. It's a little bit worrying that every part of our sport we have to explain to people by linking it to other sports. Never mind.
Yeah, it's the best of everything. Okay. Take it as that. Now let's talk about your blog of the week.
I really love this blog. It's written by an event writer called Hazel Towers, who's got a full-time job, and she just started eventing at the lower levels, has ended up at 3-star, which is pretty cool. And she writes these really entertaining blogs, and the latest one is how she treats her mare differently to her other horses who are geldings. And she got some advice from a top trainer over here who said you have to flirt with her a little bit. So to charm her and persuade her she's right and brilliant and flatter her and get her on side. Because if she chooses not to be on your side and you try and force her to do something, you're just going to come up against a brick wall. So it's a really interesting thing why we should all be flirting with our mares. So I've been giving it a try. So today I rode, and every time Rosie got something right, I was like going, oh, well done, you're so amazing. And I think she took it on board.
You're like, you're so pretty. Oh my gosh. Your breath smells so good.
I do say things like this. She is so pretty, I can't help it.
Did you buy her chocolates and roses too?
She's happy with just pony nuts, but, okay. Or polo mints, but yes, she's quite a girly girl, so she probably liked that.
I love it. And before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about your video of the week.
We have Charlotte, my colleague, who I've already mentioned, who was guest presenting for Jenny Riddle the other day, and she went to the Team Quest finals, which is an initiative of British Dressage to basically get people emulating Carl and Charlotte and form teams with their livery yards or their friends, and they do this dressage competition, and it's been quite a big success, and you can go and you compete as part of a team. And so this is Charlotte reporting from the Team Quest finals, where she met a team called I'm a Show Jumper, Get Me Out of Here. And it was a group of show jumpers who had decided to give dressage a go and made it to the finals. So fair play to them. So do check it out. Find out why these show jumpers decided to give it a go at dressage.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Well, Victoria Spicer from Horse and Country TV, enjoy your time at the pub complaining. We love you.
I will.
Talk to you next week.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, cheers. Victoria.
Bye.
All right, let's take a break for a song. And let me see here. Why don't we play a little Templeton Thompson, The Day Before Thanksgiving, Guardian Angel. Sounds like an appropriate song. And we're going to be back because guess what? It's Wednesday, which is really Friday, which means it's really Bad Ads Day. Woo-hoo! Coming up in a second. Everybody's favorite, including cats.
She could have passed for a cowboy the way she carried herself, and that 50 pounds of leather put it up on that pony, light as a feather, like she'd done it all her life. And she asked if I was ready, handing me the reins, and we started out walking. Up until that morning, she hadn't been much on talking. Guess it finally come a time, and she said, I've learned more from the back of a horse than most folks ever get to know. You never really know what you're made of till you ride out on your own. Ooh, baby, don't worry, I know you're gonna be just fine. And ooh, now don't be in a hurry, you feel it when you hit your stride. So don't get rattled, sit deep in the saddle, learn to hold on tight, and never ride faster than your guardian angel can fly. I remember what she told me, it's as clear as a bell as it was on that morning. It was kind of like a blessing and a warning. I've carried all this time, pass it on to my daughter. She loads up her car, heads out of the driveway. She she'll have had enough of doing things my way. It'll be her turn to fly, and I'll say, I've learned more from the back of a horse than most folks ever get to know. You never really know what you're made of till you're right out on your own. Ooh, baby, don't worry, I know you're gonna be just fine. And ooh, now don't be in a hurry, you feel it when you hit your stride. So don't get right, sit deep in the saddle, remember to hold on tight, and never ride faster than your guardian angel can fly. And baby, don't worry, I know you're gonna be just fine. Sit deep in the saddle, remember to hold on tight, and never ride faster than your guardian angel can fly. Don't you ever ride faster than your guardian angel can fly. Could have passed for a cowboy.
And that was Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com.
Such a pretty song. Oh my gosh. It kind of makes me a little choked up.
Well, we have a terrific sponsor today. Why don't you tell us about them, Jamie?
Well, obviously, I love them dearly, and they are Ovation. And Ovation has more products than just what you kind of think of as far as what we've talked about, which is the boots and the helmet. Horse people know they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling tack and attire as well. Affordable show gear for horse and rider and top-of-the-line equipment for riders on the world stage. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store or go online to ovationriding.com to see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. Look for Ovation brand products for your gift buying. Head over to ovationriding.com to locate a store near you or an online retailer that will help you fill that gift list this holiday season. I got to tell you, I've been shopping for some Ovation stuff on Equestrian Collections.
Jamie!
I know. And it's right before Christmas, but Norman needed a blanket. And so Norman and also Lucky needed a blanket. So I went to Equestrian Collections and I bought all this stuff. And, you know, that's the same place I got my Ovation helmet. So this big box is supposed to come and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting on it. And it like hasn't come. So I'm almost to the point of messaging them saying, where's my stuff? And I'm cleaning the room yesterday, Lucas's room. And I find a giant box from Equestrian Collections behind the chair in Lucas's room. And I'm like, why is this box back here? This is clearly the box of stuff I bought. So I bring the box out to the living room. Chad's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm like, I bought this stuff. Like, you don't get to take credit and give me for Christmas the crap that I already bought. And he was like, oh, I'm like, did you really think you bought this stuff? This big box comes from, he was like, well, it's from Equestrian Collections. I thought I bought it. So
smart man. Like, got a good credit.
Yeah. I go, just open it up, and inside is going to be a blanket for Norman and a blanket for Lucky and a pair of bell boots. And he's like, you got a blanket for Lucky.
Oh, no. Like,
just let it go. Let it go and move on. So you can do all your shopping. Go look at ovationriding.com and they'll tell you where to go to find all of your stuff. So Ovation, thank you very much for being a sponsor. And thanks to Chad for trying to hide items that I had already purchased.
You may be getting another blanket for Lucky.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's what I'm going to get. Considering he was super irritated that I say, he was like, how much did that cost? And I'm like, it was like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Easy.
All right. It is time for Really Bad Ads. I have to bug out. I have a meeting to get to, but Kat is going to cover my Really Bad Ads today.
All right.
Fantastic.
So it's going to be the ladies' time, but I will give you a little music and thank you, Kat, for stopping by. And we'll see everybody here Monday morning, 9 a.m. sharp for the Radiothon.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is Really Bad Ads time. It's Wednesday. I know it's not Friday, but it might as well be because most people have Friday off, right? So we're just going to go ahead and jump into Really Bad Ads now. And we have a prize for the day, and I'm pretty excited because I think it's a great Christmas gift. It's a great stocking stuffer. It's a great thing that really relates to Really Bad Ads. Jennifer, tell everybody what the prize is. Or Jennifer's not here, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the prize is, and it is a Really Bad Ad trailer calendar. That's right. Glenn bought some extras, so he's going to hand them out as prizes. So today's Really Bad Ads winner, you get the Bad Ad trailer calendar that our listener Robin put together for us. So
nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's got one for Chad. So it's really well done. If you guys don't have it, I'll post a link to how you can get it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, but you must have it. All right. Let's see. Shelley sent in the first one and thanks for hopping in. I'm sure Glenn didn't tell you were going to do Really Bad Ads. He just roped you into it, didn't he?
Southern accents are best for Really Bad Ads.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yep. I can pull that off.
Exactly. Well, Shelly sent the first one in, and this is in Bush. I don't know where Bush is, but brown and white Tennessee. That sounded funny. Brown and white Tennessee walking horse. Really, I'm sorry. I need to grow up a little bit. 9-year-old, 15 hands. Tennessee walk horse. Blue-eyed Jack. Jack is a 9-year-old, 15-2-ish hand stallion. God. Chocolate and white colored spots, one blue eye and one brown eye. For an experienced rider. Not too spooky, but is a fidgety horse and can start to prance around. We call this fancy dancing. Oh my God. Nothing is really wrong. Just... Bush is somewhere in the South because nothing is really wrong. Just makes it tough to drink beer. Let me read that again in the Southern style. For an experienced rider, not too spooky, but is a fidgety horse and can start to prance around. We call this his fancy dancing. Nothing's really wrong. Just makes it tough to drink a beer. Lets you face backwards on him and will back up to make it seem like you're going forward. How drunk is this person when they are riding their horse? His hobbies include scratching his butt on the fence and bothering his pasture mates. I might take a lower price or would trade for four-wheelers, mud trucks, or hunting equipment. Must be serious inquirer. I can't even spell. If you're not serious, I will not reply. Do you have to reply that you're serious? First of all, let's talk about the fact that this is a stallion. Of course, it's not for a beginner. Number two is, why is it out in the pasture with other horses if it's a stallion?
Correct.
I'm getting at here.
Number three is they did misspell butt, scratching his butt on the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, butt's misspelled.
Oh, golly. And the drunker you get, the more he's going forward and not backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, that one's a good one, Shelly.
That
good
ad. Is funny. Great job, Shelly.
I need to start looking through Tennessee's ads. Find some good ones. All right, you got the next one, Kat.
All right, so this one looks like it was sent in by Beth. This is pretty funny. Not to do with a, well, kind of to do with a horse, but title, For Garage or Man Cave? Budweiser, Bikini Babe 3-foot display, patriotic.
Of course it is.
Of course.
She's wearing an American flag bikini. The South.
So, Budweiser, heavy cardboard display with a bikini model on the front and a famous Clydesdale horse on the back. It has never been displayed and is flat and unfolded. To display it, you fold it, and it becomes a box 36 inches wide and 22 inches tall. It will then stand up and placed on a counter. Or it could be thumbtacked to a wall in your man cave.
Oh, my God.
$35 cash. And, folks, the best is still to come. Thanks for looking. Delivery information. No car, no problem.
Oh, my God.
I can deliver for free in the Charleston Mattoon area. Other locations, I can arrange to meet halfway for serious buyers. Or I will possibly deliver even further out of town and if you pay for my gas cost. I also can meet you at my home, my front porch, or some public location close by if you prefer. Very creepy.
Do you think that this person would meet me halfway to Phoenix? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's some serious, yep. Bikini model, Clydesdale on the back, guys.
Man, that looks good. Buy that for Glenn for Christmas.
Yes, there we go. We can surprise him.
Oh, my gosh, how funny. Gay sent in the next one, Siamese cat found. Found near 101 and Elm in Broken Arrow, large Siamese cat. Very ill-tempered and eats anything, including cardboard and sheetrock.
Oh, no.
Call or text Kurt with any questions. You know what? That cat would be back outside. Set him free. He'll probably go home.
Isn't Siamese cat that is mean redundant? Aren't all Siamese cats mean?
I had a nice Siamese cat. Jennifer, you're hard to hear. I think you need to get closer to the microphone. But I've had one nice Siamese cat. I didn't know they were mean, but I only had one, so we got lucky.
Yeah, I always had Siamese, like, kitties that were, there must have been a Siamese tomcat wandering around, so they weren't purebred. God. They were all pretty nice, but but they weren't purebred, so I don't know.
That's awesome. Hilarious. Janelle sent in the next one. 5-gated jumping horse. Oh, God. Can you imagine how that thing looks over a fence?
Okay. Oh, dear.
5-gated jumping horse, $1,800. Oh, Lord have mercy. It doesn't have one piece of punctuation in it. Okay. I've got a wonderful 5-year-old 5-gated mare for sale, and she'll walk, trot, rack, canter, and gallop. I've owned her for nearly a year, and I just got a thoroughbred that's a lot faster than she is. A cross of a saddlebred and quarter horse would make a wonderful hunter, jumper, or fox hunter. She's been in parades before, and she trail rides alone or in a group, and she is at $1,800 or best offer. She's 15'3" hands tall and stocky. Thanks for looking. God bless. Up to date on Shots and Coggins.
Breath.
Was there two horses in there? I don't know what I just read.
That's a little confusing. Wow. It does everything.
A thoroughbred, a saddlebred, quarter horse cross. I don't know what the hell
trail
I just
rides,
read.
Trail rides, fox hunts.
But I kind of started
trot,
to see.
Canter, gallop, and racks.
Yeah, racks too. Oh my God.
All right. Am I going to take the next one?
You got Chelsea.
Chelsea. Companion horse, $1,500. Rentham. Does anybody know where Rentham is?
No, we never really know where these towns are.
All right. Well, it's calm, compassionate, caring horse seeking a new home. I adore this horse, but he is far too old for me to continue to use. I want him to go to an old elderly man or an elderly woman. Or an elderly couple who can use him only for companionship. Two words. He is a bay roan. He has delicate feet, so I request him to wear boots when he goes out to play. We'll come with toys, blankets, extra food, lots of snacks, shavings, and his brush box. I will not give you the saddle and riding equipment, as you should not be riding him. I require that your stalls are a minimum of 12 by 12, as he does prefer to have room to play around in his stall. I'd like to be able to visit him after you buy him, so I ask that you are within 25 miles. I am asking a $1,500 adoption fee to ensure he goes to a loving home. If you're an elderly person over the age of 70, please contact me.
Oh, my God. What? Alex, 70. I'll take what nobody ever called these people for $500, please. Nobody is called. Are you seriously selling an old horse for $1,500 and you only within 25 miles and only if you can't ride it and only
and
if you have
to be over 70
and you have to be over 70,
not 69.
No. Yeah.
You have to show your AARP card.
There you go.
Their phone is not ringing.
No,
I'll tell you.
No, it is not. It is not.
Oh my gosh. That's a hilarious ad, Chelsea. That's in the running for sure. Sandy sent in the next one. And you know what's amazing is that Chelsea even clicked on companion horse Craigslist ad. Like that wouldn't have jumped out at me, but thank God she did. Sandy sent in the next one, and it is our trailer ad. Oh, good Lord. I don't even know what this thing is. Oh, horse trailer. Older horse trailer pulls nice, has lights, good axle springs, rear swinging door, lost title, do bill of sale, needs one 14.5-inch tire. It needs more than one 14.5-inch tire. I'll tell you that right now. It is sitting on a rim, like on a rim of a rusty rim. It's, how would you describe this, Kat?
The bumper pull is sitting on the ground. There is no hitch, I don't believe, to put it on it.
There's no roof.
There's no roof.
And it's full of trash.
This is bad.
And it's full of trash. Well, maybe that's the roof that's inside there.
collapsed
in on itself. You know how when you see those pictures of old abandoned buildings in the South and there's all the beautiful greenery?
Yes.
And the roof has caved in on the home. Yeah, it's caved in.
That's terrible. You gotta post that for sure.
That's bad.
Our Facebook page. Jeez, that's not even a trailer. And it doesn't even have a price, so hopefully they're paying you to take it. Oh, all right, Uta, send in the next one. It's yours, Kat.
All right. Is that how we're pronouncing that? Oot?
That's Uta.
Uta.
Uta. Okay. Uta. Fast and smooth talking horse gelding. $800,
oh,
Madison, Ohio. I have a nice horse gelding for sale.
Nope. Gedling.
That's a Gedling.
It's a Gedling.
Yep. Oh, it's a Gedling. Yes, it's even worse. A Gedling for sale. And a smooth talker. He does have a motor and likes to read. Okay. Smooth gait, rocking chair canter, does Pleasant Hill, Malabar, and Mohican. Line ties and loads, no problem. Good for furrier. Too many horses. Need experience, rider. No PayPal or check or credit. Cash talks. Serious inquiries.
I don't even know what the hell they're selling.
I don't even know where to start. Well, first, he's a fast and smooth talking horse, Gedling. Need we say more?
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh. That's I don't even. But how does he have a motor and like to read and rocking chair? Yeah, like, I was waiting.
Motor and likes to read.
He likes to sit on the front porch in a rocking chair, read magazines.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And play with cars.
That's right. There we go.
All right. Sienna sent in the next one. She said this one was found on Facebook. And let's see. Okay. This one has over punctuation. There's a period in between every single word. What, bud? Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, this is a long one.
I got a horse traded bad. It's a Montana horse. I got a horse traded bad. I have a 2011 Red Roan Crypt Orchid stud for sale. Has papers. This is all different lines, like one line. It's like a haiku. has papers, has Coggins, UTD on everything, has 90 days ranch ride-ing. I got a horse traded bad, bought him as a gelding from a fellow. He was aced. He was buted up. I mean, I got a horse traded bad. He is a dirty, rotten bronc, but he does have a handle on him and rides good after he's done. He ground ties, but does not tie to a trailer or post. Picks up his feet. Oh, pick up his feet? Nope, not happening. Walk behind him? Nope. Walk in front of him? With caution. Brush him? No saddle up, muddy and go. Trailer him? You don't want to be in there with him, though. Catch him? Yeah, once you get a rope round his neck and get on a fence, yes. Get his nuts cut out and it'll fix his problems. $800. If you want him as is, now $400.
Okay.
I got a horse traded bad. They should have put that at the end just to wrap it all up. Yeah. I got a horse traded bad. So basically, if I'm reading between the lines, he bought a horse that he was told is a gelding and is broke, but was aced and buted up and is a Bobakuoff. And does not tie, does not lead, does not load, can't catch him. He'll kick you. He'll bite you. You can't brush him. You can't trailer him. You can't catch him.
And he has his nuts.
Yeah. And he has his nuts.
There you go. This is a country western song. Got a horse traded bad.
I got a horse traded bad.
Jared Rogers so needs to do this one.
I mean, yeah. I got a horse traded bad.
That's Jared.
And if you want him now, you can get him for $400. Does that mean she'll keep him and train him up for $800?
I thought it meant that they'd get his nuts cut for $800. Okay. But it's like $1,000 surgery, bad. So they're going to lose money.
Yeah, they're going to.
You know the strange part, Jamie, is that you know how much that costs.
Yeah. Jamie, I have to be honest with you, though. I don't think they would do it in the surgery proper way. This seems like they would just go for it.
Anytime somebody calls castration surgery getting their nuts cut out, I would imagine that I would not like them to do my surgery.
Yeah, it'd be scary, but I think it'd get done for $400.
Yeah, that's true. It's,
yeah.
Oh, dear. Involve a bullet between your teeth, clamp down, golly. And some whiskey.
Gosh, oh, man.
Yeah. How funny. Okay, let's go. You got Jody's.
That's a good one. All right. Jody, she sent in this. AKC. Oh, dear. AKC, registered black quarter horse. Male and female ready. We need AKC people. We need to rehome my black quarter horse. Just turned 3 this month. Not broke to ride, but stands for farrier, walks, trots, lunges, halter broke. Comes in pasture. Loves attention. At age where can be anything you want them to and start getting ridden. They are stallion, but has not shown any signs of acting like a stud. Very mellow. Must have way to transport them to your home. They are registered, selling without papers for $450 or best offer, or with papers for $800. Okay, just a question. How do you have papers on an AKC registered black quarter horse?
I'm still confused as to what they are selling. Like, this is the theme of the day, is what I read? Because it seems like they're selling multiple horses, being that they are stallion, right? And not sure. I don't know what you just read, and that's a great ad, Jody. Good job. Wow. AKC, baby. AKC.
AKC.
American Kennel Club registers black quarter horse, male and female ready. Susanna sent in our last one, and this is a free rooster. Wow, what a deal. Free rooster. Mean as hell and hates everyone and everything. Year and a half old. Bring your own crate and you catch it. You can use my welding gloves. you can borrow my gloves.
That's great.
That's funny. Oh my gosh, what do we do here? Let's see. The Bikini Babe was a good one. The Five Gated Jumping Horse, the Companion Horse, the Trail.
They were all pretty good. The Montana horse, that was I mean,
I got a
bad.
I got
horse traded bad.
I love it. Okay, that's our winner. Sienna, you are the winner of the Really Bad Ads trailer calendar. Congratulations. Woo-hoo! Jennifer, in touch with you. You are the winner. And again, you guys, if you find bad ads, just send them to us. Send them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com and you will be able to find out what prize. Every week we give something different away. You win, you get the prize. It's that simple. So find the ads, send them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. And that's going to wrap it up for today. We will talk to you again on Monday with our, well, for 12 hours basically is when we'll talk to you again. Kat from Benefab, thank you so much for being here and thanks for jumping in and doing Really Bad Ads.
A lot of fun. Thank you for having me. It's a blast.
All right. I always make people come up with like a sign off. So I say spayed, neutered, or geld. What do you say?
You say what?
Spay, neuter, geld. That's how I end the show. You have to have a catchphrase. What is it? Go.
Oh, I have no idea. This is too fast.
I didn't know the music was going to start.
I say happy Thanksgiving and next time I'll be better.
You did great. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.